listening to Reality Wrap. I'm your host, Melanie. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Hey guys, thanks for tuning into Reality Wrap. We're back. I know we missed last week, but I was out in Colorado for the week, and then I came home and I was home for like a day. And then I had to go to Philadelphia. And so we just didn't get around to recording our recap. But we are back. I have Sideshow with me tonight.
Hey, everyone. How are we doing tonight?
So tonight we are going to be recapping last night's episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Season 13, Reunion Part 3. And I have to say, what an odd reunion it was, considering we had someone who hasn't been on all season.
And then she gives a killer death stare.
Yeah, right? And then we have two people leave the reunion before it's even over. And I was like, okay, this is a really odd reunion. Also, I have to give kudos to Kyle because I really feel, I don't care whether you love her or hate her or whatever, I really feel that she carried this reunion because...
Well, she carried the season.
She did carry the season. We did have some other stuff that was interesting and I liked watching it.
She's the RHBH Season 13 MVP.
She really is. Whether you like her or hate her, like I said, she carried this reunion because we really had nothing. Well, we had her problems with Dorit. We had her problems with Sutton.
Then... Well, this season was kind of fun in a way that once we knew they had to go back and film things, like again, to kind of weave in the whole... It
Mauricio
kind of was like,
thing.
Ooh, let's... It, we were able to make a game out of a show that was kind of lackluster. We're like trying to pick which scene was, right. You know, inserted. But yeah, it was... Wasn't a great season.
No, but I think she really carried it, and she also carried the reunion. So
100%.
Kudos to you, Kyle. Like I said,
great job.
Great job. Before we get into the recap, I'm sure all of you guys have seen the Mauricio clip from his new show that's coming out. It's not his new show; it's his show. It's going on its second season. It's a clip from his second season that's coming out soon, I imagine. It said this spring. I don't think we have a date yet, but there was a clip going around where he talks about how he was screwed over by Hilton and Highland because he wanted to be made a partner, and they basically said, no, we're not going to do that. So he went home and he told Kyle that he was going to leave and start his own group and that she was 100% supportive. I was like, huh. That's interesting. I wonder after like watching this reunion where her and Kathy were close, they had reconciled. And then when they started talking about how there was a problem between Mauricio and her side of the family.
And we learned from Kathy last night why.
Yes, we did, which we'll get to in the recap.
Yeah, Mo wasn't too
cool. But when he said in the clip, Kyle was 100% supportive of me starting my own group. I was like, oh man, Kyle must have just been like, oh shit. When that clip came out, because you know Kathy, the evil monster that she is.
Whatever was in her hand at that point, a pencil, a chicken wing, it snapped in her fist.
Well, she actually was holding a crystal. Oh, you mean when she found out?
When she found out, yeah.
Kyle you just was see 100% going, supportive.
Yeah, and just yeah. Everything just breaks
she
in her
picked
hands.
Up her phone, her Beverly Hills just hotline.
All roid rage. No, she just punches.
Take Kyle out.
The speed dial for her is just to punch the phone and get all the numbers at once, yeah.
Paris Hilton made a statement on her Instagram that said, my father is a consummate gentleman and has always taken the higher road. He would never speak negatively about his family, especially in the press. Frankly, we are all sick of him using the Hilton name every chance he gets to plug his lame show. It is enough already.
Yeah, I don't know. It's Paris. Move on.
Yeah. Anyway, it was pretty interesting. Like I said, I would love to be a fly on the wall at Kathy's house to see what her reaction was when she found out that Kyle was 100%.
And that being said, not to be super dismissive of Paris, but I would say the Hiltons in this case, from the data we have, are in the right, frankly. And we'll talk about that later, why I feel that way.
Okay. So, all right, well, then let's just go ahead and jump into it. So, part three starts with the continuing conversation of Andy asking Kyle if Teddy does her dirty work for her. Kyle says, absolutely not, which I'm like, Teddy has one of the number one podcasts right now, which she gets out whatever message she needs to get out in Kyle's behalf. So I'm like, I question that, but whatever. Sutton wants to know why Kyle did not come to her defense when Teddy insinuated that Sutton carries vodka in her purse. Kyle's like, well, There are a lot of other things that I could have said, but I decided to just sit quietly and not say anything. Again, she's insinuating something about Sutton. Sutton tells Kyle that she's been taking a lot of jabs at her all season, and Kyle wants to know, where's your compassion for me after I lost my friend Lorraine? And Andy's like, well, you know, where do we go from here? And they both agree that it's something that they can fix and they're going to be fine, and they get up and hug.
Yeah, friends fight. I think that's kind of what it was.
Also, Sutton knows that Kyle's now good with Kathy. And Sutton is clearly afraid of Kathy. So she was like,
I think you can use the word terrified.
Yeah. So they take a break. And while they're sitting there waiting for Kathy to come out, which apparently was a surprise. They didn't know that it was Kathy that was coming out. It was supposed to be a surprise. But then Andy, I guess, leaked it. I don't know. But everybody was like, oh, wait, Kathy's coming? I'm a little confused as to why Kathy was there in the first place.
Because Andy had watched the first two episodes and he realized he needed the spice in it up.
Yeah. Then why did they bring her in during the season?
She literally was the most exciting thing to happen in all three episodes. She caused 30% of the cast to just leave.
But they had plans for her to come.
She was like a wrecking ball, man.
They had plans for her to come, though, before that even happened. So they clearly, at some point in the season, were like, we need to get Kathy on the reunion.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Maybe it was when Sutton said the thing she said. Remember?
She didn't know.
Yeah. Sutton said that thing about Kathy in the talking head moment that was a gray area. It wasn't bad, wasn't good, but Kathy probably wouldn't. And they played that moments before the evil eye happened. So, what I'm now calling the evil eye.
So while they're sitting there waiting for Kathy to come out, we hear Sutton talking and she's like, oh my God, I'm hot. Oh, I'm hot. And which obviously is a prelude to her almost fainting once Kathy comes out. So Kathy finally comes out and she says hi to everybody.
Except Sutton.
Yeah. It was odd. Sutton stands up and Kathy like kind of says hello to everybody and then doesn't say anything to Sutton.
She literally turned around. She just turned away from Sutton at that point. It felt like a snub.
Oh, big time. Yeah. And Sutton just sat back down. Andy asks Kathy how it feels to be back. And she says really good. And that she's really happy to see everybody and happy to be there to support Kyle. He then asks her if she watched the show this season. And she's like, I watched all of the clips. Which, of course, she did. I mean.
But it meant she didn't watch any of the shows.
No. Do I think that Kathy Hilton sits and actually watches a TV show?
I have no idea what Kathy Hilton does when she's done with whatever it is she's done in her dungeon during the day. You know? I mean, when she's, you know.
When she's over her cauldron.
Yeah.
Her Beverly Hills cauldron.
Stretching people on her rack. You know what I mean? I mean, who knows?
We see clips from the season of Kyle talking about her relationship with Kathy and how some of the other women were still friends with Kathy. And we see, like, the fight that went on at the weed dinner with Sutton and Kyle and how Kyle was upset that Sutton was still friends with Kathy. Andy then brings up how Erica had said that Kathy can get you locked out of the social circles and parties in Beverly Hills. And at this point, Kathy's crying for some reason. I couldn't figure out why.
Well, she was trying. I thought of it like this. Oh, she's trying to have a human moment, but has no idea when to do it.
When to have it.
She knows how to do
it.
Oh, I got to cry. Someone's talking about me. But it was an inappropriate time to be crying. It seemed, it was either bad editing, which I don't think it was.
Yeah, and I was like, why was she crying there?
It was tears of deflection, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe after she saw the clips of everybody talking about Kyle talking about a relationship with Kathy, maybe that's why she was crying. I don't know, but I was kind of like, why is she crying?
I noticed the crying after the comment as well.
Yeah.
That said it had, but I was like, well, were you crying before the comment? So that's why, is it editing where?
It probably was. Maybe something was.
Because she didn't like I don't think Kathy at all would have a problem with being characterized as the person that lets you into parties. I think she's fine with that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Kathy...
It's probably tattooed right on her left shoulder.
Kathy laughs at Erica saying this and says, I saw that clip and I actually sent it to people. And I was like, yeah, of course she sent the clip of Erica saying that Kathy can get you locked out of social circles and parties in Beverly Hills. She probably sent it to people as a warning. Like, look what Erica knows.
I mean,
she knows that I will get you locked out.
With all due respect to Kathy, that's exactly what happened to me. She locked me out.
Yeah, you're so in the Beverly Hills circle from Washington, D.C. A, you're living in Washington, D.C., and B, you're a nobody.
I'm everybody.
You're sideshow. Come on. Show exactly. Some respect, guys.
Sideshow. Well, actually, the respect would just need to come from you. Oh, it's never going to happen.
No, it's not. Anyway, Andy asks Erica, well, who in the group do you think is most scared of Kathy? And she doesn't name anybody, but I get the feeling that everybody is thinking Sutton. And Erica tells him, Kathy is Beverly Hills. You don't want to cross this one. And as she says this, Kathy glances over at Sutton. And suddenly Sutton goes, whoa! And she like almost falls over in her chair. And I'm not like making light of, she was clearly going through something physical in her body. But it was just so, like the way Kathy just glanced over at her. And she was like, whoa.
So I watched that clip. I've seen that clip now 15 times. And the one thing she actually kept saying was, I'm scared, I'm nervous, and frightened. That's all she kept saying.
She was saying that after she got up and left, yeah.
No, she actually said it on the couch. Pull it up.
She was saying she's hot. She was like, I'm hot.
She said she was hot beforehand, and that was probably because she, you know, you're hot and flustered when...
Yeah, you're starting to have a panic.
Jaws is about to come out, basically. You know? And then... Jaws came out.
Yeah.
And she was all like, oh, she had shit. To do, and I'm pretty sure they played Sutton's little sassy clip about Monster before it happened, or Kathy flicked those eyes.
She did. She looked. She was like.
And by the way, I will just say, Kathy Hilton has very pretty eyes. They're deadly, but they are pretty.
She's got some voodoo magic, man. Ooh, the man. Way she just went, looked. Yeah. She looked at Sutton. She was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not making light of what was going on with Sutton. Clearly, she was going through some sort of a medical issue or a panic attack, or I'm not really sure what it was.
No, no one's making fun.
Anyways, like everybody rushes over to her to see if she's okay, and she's shaking, and she keeps saying that she's hot. Kathy makes a comment about maybe it's a hot flash. Sutton, you are 49 years old, and it's bound to happen. And I was like, well, A, she's like 50-something, 52.
She was trolling her almost.
Oh, big time.
And then did you notice that all the women got up except for Kathy?
Kyle.
And Erica. And
no, Kyle did get up, didn't she? Or she got up at some point.
She did get up, yeah. But
Kathy and Erica sat there.
Started looking at her phone.
Yeah.
I started watching Kathy.
She did not give two shits.
She just had her phone up and was just checking out her phone.
It's a hot flash.
And she's like, I caused this. I'm going to go look at my phone.
We also hear her say, you know, I was just about to go after Sutton. So maybe this is a good way for her to leave. And then she starts cackling and Erica's like, oh, yeah.
Well, Erica laughed with her, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
they were both kind of laughing, chuckling. That was like the first thing. But then when she went to the hospital and stuff like that, I was like, all right, Sutton's definitely not wrong with her. Like if she came back or something like that, I'd have been like, okay, that was fake. She went to the hospital. I don't think it was fake anymore. I did for a hot minute. I'll say that. It was terrible
of
me.
She changed out of her gown to go to the hospital. Both her and Garcelle changed out of the gowns they were wearing before they went to the hospital. So I was kind of like...
Oh, that makes sense, though.
I mean, I guess, yeah, it's uncomfortable being in a gown.
You want to be in your comfy clothes.
Yeah, but I was like... I mean, it clearly wasn't like a super emergency that she needed to go right
away.
My
point, I don't disagree, but my point is if you're willing to go to the hospital.
Here's another thing.
I'm out. I've got to believe you now.
Here's another thing, too, is we've seen lots of cast members go to the hospital at different points on all these shows, right? Usually it's a producer that goes with to the hospital. They don't send another cast member with. We saw it with Crystal. When Crystal had her thing in Spain, she was in another country. No cast member went with her. I think Anne-Marie offered to go with her, didn't she? And they said, no, Gavin's going to go. And they sent...
It's true.
So I'm like, why did Garcelle get to go with during a reunion? And Sutton was like walking. She had changed out of her outfit. Again, I am not downplaying what happened to Sutton
maybe
by any means.
Because...
But I'm like, why did Garcelle go
with
her?
The medical staff... of Bravo cleared her to go, and so they were no longer liable. And they could have, you don't know, maybe they asked her to sign a waiver. I mean, come on.
No, but why did Garcelle go, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought about that. I have a theory. Because once Kathy was done with Sutton,
she was going to start on Garcelle.
Was next. No, I don't
know. They should have made Garcelle go back in there and sit. There was no reason she needed
what,
to go.
Though? We'd already talked to
because
Garcelle.
Because there was a reunion. We hadn't even gone over any of her stuff. We hadn't even covered her yet in the reunion.
Oh, we didn't?
No. We had not even covered anything. We covered Dorit. We covered Erica. We covered you know, the Kyle. Problems with Kyle and Dorit, the problems with Kyle and Sutton. And then we never, I think we got a small package for Anne-Marie. Hers was
maybe
like
that's
2 seconds.
Bad news for,
they didn't care.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, you know what? You can go home too.
I don't think so.
That would be terrifying.
I don't think so. I just, it makes me wonder how she got out of.
Honestly, I think she's friends with Sutton.
Yeah.
And she's like, look, if you're going to go to the hospital, I'll go with you. I think it was legitimate. And I think that makes it more legitimate because she left the reunion when she absolutely didn't have to, right?
Right. You know, I don't know.
She wasn't in trouble with Kathy.
Kathy could have been pissed off at Garcelle for questioning Kyle's. Like, she was there to support Kyle. So maybe she was there to, like, go after other people. I don't know. But I just thought it was interesting. Anyways, back on the stage, they are continuing the conversation about how Erica doesn't care what Kathy thinks of her, but there are people in Beverly Hills that do and that are scared of Kathy because she can make things happen. And Crystal agrees. Yeah. And she can make you fall over with a look.
Yeah. She can. My goodness. Did you notice how Crystal and
Anne-Marie
stayed in their seats.
Yeah, they didn't move over. But
for like a whole commercial. Like the whole time, I was like, slide over.
I don't know if they left it there for respect. Like,
if I were Andy, it would have driven me nuts. I'm like, okay, they're not coming back. Because yeah, he said they've left.
Yeah.
And they still stayed there.
Maybe
right?
As like a solidarity, like we're going to.
If it were me.
I don't know.
If it were me, the moment Sutton got up.
You would have jumped up. Yeah.
Got to get jumped. You got to take that seat.
People might have looked down on it.
Your performance on the reunion dictates your spot next season.
Yeah, but then the audience would have been like, what a bitch. She
Monica
moved into
proved
Sutton's
that
spot.
More than anyone.
Well, Monica's not Beverly.
Terrible reunion performance and we'll never see her again now. She's a friend of, sadly.
Anyways, they talk about what happened between Kathy and Lisa Rinna when they were on their last season together, and we find out that Rinna had actually recently sent flowers to Kathy and said she wants to do some healing. I was like, uh-oh, did Kathy get Rinna locked out of Beverly Hills? And so that's why Rinna's like, I'm going to send you some flowers.
I want to eat again. Yeah, restaurants won't serve
her. I mean, she's been
anymore.
Doing a lot with like modeling and stuff like that with her girls. She's been all over. She did American Horror Story, but maybe she's locked out.
Were they actually legitimately friends at one point?
Not really, no. But then she basically said that Kathy was saying like really horrible things when they were up in Aspen and called her all out and she denied it. And Erica even said she did call a DJ an old queen or something like that. And she was like, I don't lie. And so, but for some reason, Kathy didn't give a shit that Erica was like.
Well, because Erica will just stand up and go, you know, she's happy to go toe to toe with Kathy and Kathy doesn't really feel like it.
Yeah. I don't know, but I thought it was kind of interesting that Rinna reached out to her.
Erica's happy to fight with
anyone. I wonder if Rinna wants to come back to the show and she thinks that Kathy's going to come back to the show. So she thought, I don't know, but I always thought like Rinna was doing really well off of the show. So I don't know. It was interesting. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So they talk about Kyle and Kathy's relationship and Andy asks after Kyle's last season, if she thought her relationship with Kyle was over forever. And she's like, no, of course not. She's my sister, which I was like, yeah. I mean, they've literally fought and gotten back together. Although she says it was only 3 times when she was doing this behind her hand. I'm like, that was rehearsed.
You know, I'm a big fan of Andy's, but I think in this last reunion, he was a little off on some of the line of questioning a little bit.
Yeah, and like at the end, he's like, I'm Andy Cohen. Like somehow we didn't know who he was.
Like he should have just came out and said, this line of questioning is designed to make someone cry. And then he would just ask questions. You're like, all right, we see what you're trying to do, buddy.
Yeah.
You know.
Andy asks about their relationship being strained when Mauricio left the Hilton and Highland group. And Kathy explains, you know, when he left, we were supportive as long as he didn't poach any of our agents. But I guess he did take a few. But Kyle explains that those were Mauricio's agents from the group that he had created under the Hilton brand. So he, I guess, felt like he could take them with. I don't know, but Kyle pretty much shuts down the conversation. She's like, I don't want to create any issues. And I'm like, if it's that delicate that she has to shut that conversation down, when that clip came out just recently of Mauricio saying Kyle was 100%, I'm like, oh, man. That probably just put them back at square one.
It probably did, and it should have, because that's what I was saying earlier when Hilton earned the right. It doesn't matter if he built a group with inside of Hilton and then he feels obligated to or obliged that they're, you know, part
of his group,
his team. They're not.
Yeah.
Right. He wasn't paying them. Hilton was paying them.
Yeah.
Right. The company owned by Hilton was paying them. And so Here's the problem. You didn't take one person, two person, three person. You took revenue streams, pipeline, all that stuff, right? These are very special, unique type of real estate agents. They're very hard to come by. And he took like two or three of them. He didn't take one. And, yeah. You know, he took two or three of them. And I would see where, considering all they did do for him, he wouldn't be able to start this company unless he was part of this group.
Right. Yeah, which is the
training,
huge name.
The prestige, everything, right? So when he didn't get his partnership, which is telling.
Well, it wasn't that he didn't get it. He asked for his partnership, or at least that from the clip, it wasn't like I was promised partnership. He said, I can't remember how many billions of dollars they had made, and he had made 19% of these billions of dollars. So he went to Rick and he said, I want to be made a partner. Rick went to Jeff. I don't know who Jeff is, if that's okay. His brother or whatever. And they decided no. And he said, so they came back, they said no. So I decided I was going to leave, and I left.
Right, because it's probably cheaper for them to let him go than make him a partner, because then they would have had to have split the company three ways, even if not equally. It's a three-way split forever and ever. Being a partner is very, very difficult. In a small, I mean, even if there's like, you know, thousands of employees, when you want to be at a partner level where you're an owner, and that's really what that is.
Yeah, he wanted equity in the company.
Yeah, that's very tough. You know, he very, very tough. Even if you are bringing in 19%.
I wonder if in selling Sunset there'll be more
to that. Yeah, I almost kind of want to watch.
I do. I actually am going to watch. I didn't watch last season, but I figure I'll watch this season because it's clearly bleeding into like different stories. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch it. I don't know when it comes out. I think it's in spring at some point. But
poaching like that is generally in high white collar fields like that.
It's a no-no.
Big no-no.
Yeah, but people do it all the time.
They do. But then you get to feel bad about it. And sometimes you get to sue.
Yeah.
Right. In fact, Hilton, if they didn't have something in a contract, they probably might have. And if they haven't sued him, then they've shown a lot of grace by not going
family.
After him. Yeah.
I mean,
grace, by the way, that he hasn't shown.
Yeah. Anyways, Andy receives word that Sutton and Garcelle are going to the ER. So he grabs their phone and apparently Merce's ashes, which seems weird because I thought they were all gone. They were thrown over in Spain.
It's beyond disgusting at this point. My guess is she's got a bucket of this poor man's ashes.
Why does she still
have it's not even like that anymore. She loves the attention now. She just goes to her fireplace.
Yeah, why does she bring them?
And she just makes puts them some
Look,
more
I
ash
more
from
Merce.
Her fireplace.
I found another Merce.
In the purse.
Anyway, Andy asks Kyle and Kathy how they reconciled, and they say it was at their niece's wedding, which I think is Kim's daughter, and that they were both in Aspen for some party. I didn't quite catch what it was. But anyways, the next day, Kathy was sitting in a hair salon all alone with no music and no people to talk to. And I was like, you're in a hair salon. I'm like, are we supposed to feel bad for you? Anyways, I guess Kyle walked in and was like, oh, there's my sister Kathy. And so she went and sat down with her. And I was like, okay, well, that's cool. Anyways, they're in a good place, so it's good. Or they were up until this clip of Mauricio came out. At the time of this filming of the reunion, they were in a good place.
It's tough when you mix family and business.
Yeah. And Kathy Hilton.
And it doesn't work out.
And Kathy Hilton's your sister.
Yeah.
Because she gets her own kids to stop talking to Kyle's kids. They're cousins. They're all...
With a mere look,
she knocked over.
She
Sutton.
Knocked Sutton across that couch, practically.
Okay, we shouldn't be laughing. That's not funny.
I didn't laugh. You did.
So we're now on to Kyle and Mauricio's marriage. We see clips of their marriage over the years, and I'll have to say I was a little sad for them. They've been together for a long time, and I was like, you know, you got to see when they were good and together, and then like you kind of got to see the disintegration.
You made a comment last night, and I kind of quietly disagreed with you, but now I completely agree with you when you were like, oh wow, she's done. She's not even crying.
Yeah.
So, and I do believe she was done, and I do believe that's why she really, until the very end, did she start tearing up a little
bit. Yeah, but while she was watching the packet, like she didn't.
And so I actually feel glad for both of them because it tells me that they're both moving on. They stuck it out for the kids, at least till one was 15 as the youngest, and they were done. Okay, we're done.
We're done. It's not working anymore.
And I think they did their best. And they're all are going to go to a place now where everyone is globally happier over time, right?
Yeah.
And that's what this should be because they're not happy together anymore.
No.
Mo is very interested in the job and not interested
in other women.
Kyle is, Yeah, and that's always been, you know,
that's always been there. Obviously, she says that. I mean, that's
yeah, and that's a weakness. I mean, if he doesn't fix that, it's generally borne by, you know, ego and, you know, selfishness.
I mean, think about it. He came from like nobody, got into this family, built himself. Like they've got a lot of money from that agency, yeah. So now he's getting attention. And like she said, Kyle said when they were talking about the DMs at the reunion. I don't know if this was only on the Peacock version because I didn't remember it last night, but I saw it when I was doing my notes today on Peacock. And yeah, she said all these women were always DMing him like, "Hey, I want to come work for you at the agency," and this and that, and like, yeah. And she was in his DMs like block, 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 delete, block, delete. So
yeah,
I mean, he's got women throwing him, you know. And I mean,
I understand all that. Yeah. I would just tell Mo that long term, you'll have a better life finding more positive ways to get your dopamine hits than ruining your family.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, people grow apart too. So, I mean, who are we to say? Anyway, I'm sad for them. They've been together for a very long time. And
that's why I play video games. Instant dopamine hits.
Yeah. Anyways, Andy asks when things started to change. And she says that there were things that had come up over the course of their marriage that they would work through, but then something happened that really broke her trust. And we still don't, she doesn't come out and say it, what it was. She says, "Listen, my family is my most important thing." So I was like, okay, so clearly he cheated on her and she doesn't want to say it because she doesn't want to hurt her girls. She doesn't want them to hear her say, "This is what he did."
Yeah, yeah, I think she'd rather just move on.
Yeah. I mean, we could all like fill in the blanks. We could see. Andy asks her if it had anything
to do. If you're all standing outside and it's noon, no one has to say it's sunny.
Yeah. Andy asks her if it had anything to do with all the infidelity rumors that had been swirling around Mauricio for seasons. And essentially she says yes, and that the rumors got to her over the years, which I could 100% see that. Like, I would kind of be like, "Well, what the heck?" And then they're all like, "Well, even if they're not true," and I'm like, "I obviously... these rumors were true because she said something happened that broke her trust." So
yeah, yeah, I agree. That must have been a terrible feeling.
Yeah.
I can only, thank God, I can only imagine. You know?
Yeah. Andy brings up Mauricio being on Dancing with the Stars. And Kathy brings up, "You know, when I saw that he was going to be on, I knew that Kyle would not have okayed that. So I knew something was going on." Kyle admits that if her marriage had still been solid and, you know, they were still together, that she would have never said yes because she would have been jealous over the dancing really close and stuff like that. And especially then, I guess, when he dedicated this song to her and their pelvises were together, which I guess was the waltz. I didn't watch Dancing with the Stars with Mauricio. But then Erica was like, "I wouldn't have cared." I'm like, yeah, because you were married to an 80-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, of course you wouldn't have cared. Your husband wasn't hot. Andy asks her how she feels seeing Mauricio partying with the other women, you know, which we've seen all over Instagram while they're separated. And she's like, "It's really weird because we're living in the same house, but..."
Kind of like Tom and Ariana.
Yeah, but he's also seeing her with Morgan Wade everywhere, I'm sure. And I don't think he really... I'm going to be honest, I don't think he cares. He no. joked about it. "At least it's you cheating on me this time." Like,
did you see his face when she...
When she was like... Or no, she said... Yeah, she goes, "Yeah, at least it's me this time and not you," or whatever. And he was like, "Huh?"
Yeah, he tried to throw it off and he was like, "Everyone knows."
Yeah.
Andy, yeah, sorry, dog.
Andy reads a viewer comment asking why Kyle just doesn't spit it out as to why she and Mauricio have separated, which... I agree with this guy, like, stop dancing. And she's like, "Because it's nobody's fucking business." It's like, well, you are on a reality TV show, so I mean, everybody else, like Erica had to, like,
that's the problem
be
with
held. I mean,
being a successful reality star is you have to understand you are being paid to expose your reality. Yeah. And most interesting reality too. Like, we don't care about time in the toilet. No one cares about that.
Yeah. No, we definitely don't. But also, she actually, if you think about it, she's shared a lot of her life on this thing. I mean, you know, with Kim, her sister Kim, all the stuff that went on that, while her sister Kathy, all the drama that went on that, like her marriage, the Morgan
sharing stuff.
Stuff
about her family members wasn't nearly as impressive as what she did this season when she shared stuff about her.
Yeah.
Because it was direct this time.
Yeah. I mean, she's covered a lot, you know, of her life, but a lot of people have some. But anyways, it's kind of like, well, we're very invested now. You know, we've watched you and Mauricio together for 13 seasons. We've watched Portia go from 2 to 15, you know, to like, so we want to know. I get it. I mean, at some point you got to say enough is enough, but you're also probably getting paid millions of dollars. So
yeah, I mean, I think I think there's a law of diminishing returns.
Yeah.
Where her privacy really is private, and just as a...
Yeah, she's a person.
Yeah, I want to treat her like a person. Yeah. So I don't care anymore.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, I can read between the lines, obviously.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, exactly.
So we find out that they have discussed Mauricio moving out and that he's looking for a place. So they're done. Like, this is it. Andy's like, have you talked about divorce? And she's like, you know, it's really difficult for either of us to say that word, but he is looking for a place to move. And we get along, but we get along as friends. So they're done. I think it's over.
Oh, yeah.
Even though she's not saying that word, but I'm like, she seems...
Like I said, when we watched the montage of him,
she wasn't crying.
She's just stoic.
Yeah.
Until like the very last little bit.
Yeah.
Right. And then wasn't that when they were all with the kids and stuff too? Because that would be the one thing.
I think so. It was when they were telling the kids. But also, maybe she's just done crying. She's probably been crying for months and months and months. And at some point, you get like cried out. Like you're done. You're like, I've processed this. Like
she
it's
may
over.
Be further along on her new life than she's willing to lead. In a reunion show, because some of it's new, it's not firm yet, she doesn't want to talk about it. So, and she probably wants to get back to it. You know? So that to me was what I was thinking, is she wants to get out of there, you know, and go back to whatever she's building right now.
Yeah.
Because Mo's certainly doing that. I wonder if she gets her own show.
Of what?
How does Mo get his own show?
Because he's selling Sunset, or he's selling Beverly Hills.
And Kyle doesn't.
Well, because he's got like an agency and stuff. I mean, I know she does, like, she did this documentary with Morgan, and she did, what was the one TV show that, what's her name was on? It was about her mom or whatever, but other than that, and then, like, she had a little thing in
maybe Halloween. Kyle's not really
she's not
own
super
show
interesting.
Material.
No,
yeah.
Anyway, Andy brings up Morgan. We finally get to Morgan, and Kyle says that Morgan is not comfortable with all the scrutiny from being on the show. Andy asks the group if they all thought that Kyle was together with Morgan, and they all pretty much say yes, which, I mean, anybody who was watching her social media and all the stuff on her, it definitely looks like they might not be like together, but there's definitely something, an attraction or something.
I think there was some dancing in the sheets going on.
You think so?
Maybe. Like, he didn't ask. He asked, are you in a relationship with her? She had a pause, a careful pause.
She said,
and she said no.
Not like that. Yeah.
Right. So my guess is, A, it's their business.
It is.
B, that is exactly one of those things I was talking about that is not at all firm, so she's not going to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, and Morgan clearly doesn't like the scrutiny from the show, so maybe Morgan was like, do not talk about us.
Even if she,
whatever.
So, yeah, if you care about Morgan, you got to respect that. And we should too.
Well, Andy does say, you know, you essentially made Morgan a household name. And Kyle's like... Yeah, she doesn't like the attention. She just wants to do her music.
She just wants to do music.
So, I don't know. I'd imagine there are some people... I had no idea who she was. I don't listen to country music either until this show. So, I'm sure she's picked up listeners from this show.
Oh, I'm sure.
I would think.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe even quite a few. I don't know.
I've listened to a few of her songs. It's good.
Yeah. I mean, they're fine. I'm not a country music person, so it's not like my genre.
I am, but I'm more so, I guess. Not much, but I like Merle Haggard. Johnny Cash.
Old school.
Country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the newer stuff, sadly.
Andy then brings up the video that her and Morgan had made together. And she says that the video was already made before the news broke about her and Mauricio. And I was like, yes, but the point is that you and Mauricio were already having problems. The news broke. Who knows how many months you guys have been having problems. So you made that video when there was problems between you and Mo.
Right. And so... How is that any different than kind of what Mo was doing when he did his dance?
Yeah, could be.
So is,
I mean,
was one a response to the other? I don't know what the timing of one was, but if she did the video and then he did the dance, well, we know why he did the dance.
Well, it came out after he, like when he was doing Dancing with the Stars, it was already out that they had problems. So the video was done before the Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, then that might be why he dedicated that
song to her,
dance to Kyle as a response to the video.
I'm like, hey, look what I'm having.
Although I'm giving him a lot of credit.
Right. I honestly think he does not care. Like he's out with these little influencer girls who are 30 years old or whatever. So Kyle claims that she didn't know that the video was going to be the way it was. She didn't know what it was going to entail until she got there to film it. And I was like, I doubt that. Surely her and Morgan had giggled about it. right, as they were coming up with ideas for this video. But she says that she had no idea. Apparently, she told the director that she had never kissed a woman before, but she was curious, and Morgan is hot. I was like, okay. So we're still not any, we still have no more knowledge than we did going into this reunion about her and Morgan. Clearly, there's something there, which we could all figure out on our own. We didn't need her to tell us that, right?
No, I don't think she gave us any more data than what anyone with a reasonable amount of ears and eyes would get on their own suspicions. Right. But I think that's also telling, right? She could have right there and ended it, said, no, we're just friends.
She did, because Andy asks, is there anything going on between you and Morgan? She says, no. Andy asks, are you a couple? She says, no. He then asks if she has feelings for Morgan, and she says, I love her. She's my friend. She does say that she herself is evolving and changing, and that she doesn't know what her future holds. So is that like an open door to Morgan? Is it just an open door to anybody? We don't know.
It's giving her something to think about while she generates her next storyline for next year, probably.
Yeah.
Is what it is. It's open.
Well, I don't think she wanted this storyline this year. It got kind of thrust into her. Oh, maybe though. I mean, she was out in public with Morgan all the time.
Remember what Kathy Hilton said to her? She said, you acted weird for 3 years when, after the show...
Yeah, you don't just make split decisions.
You were gone on travel, so you weren't weird. No, yeah. She actually implied that she was acting weird. And then she said, you know, not weird to me, but weird. Weird to who, then? If you weren't acting weird to Kathy, and you were gone all the time, like, what did Kathy mean by that? Like,
Who knows?
Like, was she... I go, is she blaming... or is she assigning some of the blame of this?
To Kyle?
To Kyle?
I don't know that she's assigning any blame to anybody. I think she's just
pointing
saying,
it out,
yeah, like
that for the last 3 years.
You guys weren't together. Maybe you guys were traveling separate. She didn't really elaborate. Yeah.
Well, she didn't say you guys. She said you.
Yeah, you were traveling. So I'm assuming she was traveling, not the family.
That's why I was like, why did she say it like
that? Yeah, I don't know.
Like, she stuck up for Kyle the whole night except almost that one moment. Whereas, well, I was like, is she kind of calling her out a little bit?
In her trailer from last part two, at the like right at the end when we saw her in her trailer getting ready, she said that she feels like this has been going on for like 3 years and that Kyle just doesn't make a split decision. And then that's when Kyle, once she came out to the stage and Kathy was saying that, she says, I think you're wrong on the timeline of my marriage or something. So it was like Kathy was saying there's been problems for 3 years. Kyle was saying, no, you're wrong.
Oh, I think Kathy's spot on. We could just watch the reruns. You can see the marriage very different from 5 years ago to 3 years ago to 2 years ago to right now, obviously.
Yeah. It's interesting, that's for sure, but I think it's over. I think they're done.
Yeah, hopefully they can be friends.
They'll move
they're
on.
For, what,
yeah, I mean, they
years?
Should be friends. They have
quarter
lots of kids
century.
Together. And, you know, I think especially in this day and age, I feel like...
I'd want my wedding gift back, but
divorces, oh my God, from 28 years ago. I feel like divorces... Yeah. Can be more amicable. Obviously not like Lenny and Lisa down in Miami. I mean, that's a hot mess. But I do feel like some of them can really be amicable and you can just move on together. And
who's Lenny and Lisa?
Oh, they're from the Real Housewives of Miami.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you don't watch that show.
No, I can only watch a couple of these.
Anyways, that's kind of it. That was the end of the show for the season. We didn't get much out of Crystal. We didn't get anything really out of Garcelle. We got a little bit out of Sutton. We got a tiny bit out of Anne-Marie, but who cares? 8.5.
Wow.
So we got a little bit out of Erica, other than I cannot. She could not tell us anything about her meeting with the victims. I cannot. Yeah. I cannot say.
Probably.
And, you know, that she's had a residency. And then Dorit, we got a little bit about how her and PK are okay now, even though all season they weren't okay. And then clearly her and Kyle's friendship is...
Dorit had one of the worst reunion outfits I've ever seen.
She looked like a nun. Like a nun in red. Like a devil nun or something.
I actually think she looked more like Yzma from Emperor's
New Groove. Yeah, you said that.
Yeah.
Apparently, since the reunion has wrapped, Sutton and Kyle have gone to lunch together. So they are working on their friendship. And I probably because Sutton's like, oh, her and Kathy are back together.
You gotta get them good and warm.
I like them being friends. I hope they can be friends still. You know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't like when people are enemies. It's like, you know.
I think we need a little bit of a cast shakeup, though. We for sure need... Like, bring back Sutton, Garcelle, Erica.
I'm so sorry.
I'm done with her. And Kyle. And then
you can keep PK, frankly.
Or maybe Dorit's keep Dorit as a friend of. I don't even. She really has no interesting thing. And she's on an island. Like, she's not with anybody.
You know, I like Crystal, but
I like Crystal. I'd sit down with her
and go, kid, you got one more
season. If we can have Crystal from this season, bring her back.
If I don't see you throwing tiki torches in the pool this year.
No Leah McSweeney stuff.
Wow.
I like the dynamic of Crystal, Sutton, and Erica together.
You can hate on Leah, but she's fun to watch.
Sorry. Sutton, and Garcelle together. I liked seeing that. So if we could see more of that, I would like that. But anyways, that is...
Yeah, you got to keep Garcelle. I like Garcelle.
Dorit and Anne-Marie can go.
Bring
in some newbies.
I'm okay with Anne-Marie at this point. I think she turned it around. She didn't have a full season. She was brought in mid-season, clearly, to shake up a boring season. But no, she wasn't.
I mean, okay. She was.
Wasn't
yeah,
at all boring. She enraged you. What are you talking about? She became your enemy. Talk about her. Anne-Marie said
8.5 esophagus.
I was like, who's she talking about? 8.5. You were talking about Anne-Marie. Yeah. Like the first day, I had no clue. Yeah, she definitely got under your skin, and I think she should come back because
you like to see things under my skin.
No, I think she's a good if she just settles down a little bit and stop. And by the way, a lot of her truth telling seemed to be at the behest of Kyle, the puppet master.
Yeah,
taking a playbook,
Kyle's kind of abandoned her.
Yeah, taking a Vanderpump playbook.
Maybe she'll come back out guns a-blazing. Who knows? Anyways, that's all we have for Beverly Hills. We aren't quite sure what we're going to start recapping next week. We think we're going to do the Valley because Jersey doesn't come back until like May.
Yeah.
We went from having like multiple housewife shows to like now we have a month and a half.
And there's like no other reality shows starting in a week or so? Like,
no, I don't think so. I don't know when Mauricio's show is coming. They said in the spring. I can go look it up. But anyways, so as of right now, we are going to definitely recap the first episode of The Valley.
Yeah.
We'll give it a couple. We'll see how it goes. If it ends up being a good show, we'll continue the recap. If not, just like life, there are no guarantees. So I can't guarantee that we'll continue it, but we'll find something to recap for you guys.
So, I mean, would it make sense maybe to ask our tens of listeners to send suggestions?
Yes, to our tens of listeners out there. If you guys have a suggestion of what you would like to see us or hear us recap, I do have an Instagram. You can go on Instagram, send me a direct message. It's Reality Rap Podcast. Or you can send us an email that is listed in the notes underneath the podcast. It's realityrap@protonmail.com. And we'll take suggestions. But as of right now, we're planning on recapping.
Hanging out with Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson is...
Jax is Bex.
Ugh, yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Hope you guys all have a great weekend. Talk to you next week.
Bye now.
Bye.